broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair. The WCCO Morning News with Dave Lee.
And now, Minnesota Hospital. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today we find the staff and management of Minnesota Hospital at their State Fair Clinic for the 10 best days of summer for people to get their stomachs pumped. While a number of staffers are conducting a clinic at the Horse Barn on how to use straw for a suture, Chief of Staff Dr. Gil Whitney is conducting his own clinic with Nurse Helen Trent somewhere underneath the giant slide.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil, I never.
Say that again.
I never.
You never? Well, give me a couple of minutes because the chief of surgery knows how to operate.
Oh, Gil, you're so funny.
Helen, don't tempt me. You tempt me like big fat bacon on a stick. And caramelized with maple syrup.
Big fat what? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, that's your sweet.
Well then.
You know, you mean more to me than a pig glazed pig cheek.
By the way, I want to thank you for those Swedish meatballs.
Don't thank me, it's good genetics.
Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney!
Intern! Intern, you're like a state fair pot roast sundae. You keep coming up at the wrong time.
Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney! Brett Favre is coming in for ankle surgery!
Brett Favre? Oh, no! No!
What do you mean?
Well, the only surgeon we have on call at the state fair clinic is Dr. Slice Hartman.
What do you mean?
Well, he's a brain transplant specialist who used to be a proctologist. Last time he did surgery, he turned a chemist into a sports writer.
Looks like it's too late.
Hey, y'all.
Well, Brett Favre. Welcome back to Minnesota.
Well, thank you. Hey, where are those famous Brett Favre fries out here?
Brett Favre fries? Oh, you must mean waffle fries.
Hey, Whitney and the rest of you guys. Where are you guys?
Where are we?
That's Sid's line.
Why, it's proctologist Dr. Jock Itch.
Hey, guys, I'm so sick of all these insurance guys coming in to every proctology exam with a camera. Yep.
You mean like the political ones who call themselves trackers?
Yeah, only we call these people crackers.
Our carpenters are being followed by shellackers.
And my hockey guys are being followed by attackers.
Holy smackers! Father, did you want to say something?
Yeah, speaking of holy...
We got to remember the mic?
Speaking of holy... Hello, my sons.
Father Sid, where are you?
Why?
Why are you here?
I want to pray for you.
Why?
Because I know your doctor is...
Dr. Slice Hartman?
Let us pray real hard.
Come on, Favre. Let's take a look at that ankle.
All I want to do is play football.
Let's get going, Favre. You need to take your pads off.
For my ankle?
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
All right.
Now let's pray for this bit.
Attention, staff. Please stop reporting leaks in urology. Thank you.
Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney!
What's so darn important, intern?
Dr. Mark Deaton is performing surgery in the hospital.
Dr. Mark Deaton?
Yeah!
Performing surgery?
Yeah!
Don't tell me he's removing money from rich people's wallets again.
Hey, wait a minute. Mine's missing, too.
Did Tom Emmer get his medication?
What happened?
Well, he's kissed so many babies, we treated his lips for diaper rash.
Attention, families. This weekend, the hospital staff encouraged to bring your kids. You're invited to join us in the atrium for our magic sprinkle ride at Bladderland. Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Harmon, can we get back to my ankle?
Brett Favre, for having surgery here at Minnesota Hospital, we'd like to carve you up with a Murray's silver butter knife.
Can I ask you what the MD stands for on your diploma?
Medical disaster.
Let us pray again, my flock.
Dr. Whitney, do you think I'm reaching the age where my health is failing?
You know your health is failing when the water in your lungs and the water in your knee converge and you flood your pants.
Attention, staff. While you eat your meal in the cafeteria today, enjoy the music of Meatloaf and Bread with Rice on the side. That's Sidney Rice, who is in a cast of the cafeteria. He'll be signing items for the Minnesota Hospital Doctor Vacation Fund. Flat items only, no bedpans or rectal thermometers. Thank you.
Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Oh, yes, intern, what is it?
Kevin Slowey is here for his tricep surgery.
Slowey?
Yeah, Slowey.
Why don't we ever get a quickie in here?
Hey, Brett
always,
Favre!
Always a slowie.
Hey, Brett Favre! Brett Favre!
All you want to do is interrupt. That's all you want to do.
I just saw a Packer fan steal a police car.
Oh, don't worry about that, intern. He probably saw 911 on the side of it, thought it was a Porsche.
That was very funny, Mr. Favre.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Helen, for what reason would you go for this guy?
About 16 million reasons.
That's 20 million with incentives.
This could be love.
Oh, no, here comes the staff psychologist, Bjorn Yesterday.
House and Gorda, then. I said House and Gorda, Dr. Gill.
Anyone who needs a psychologist ought to have their head examined.
Say, Dr. Gill, have you noticed that the priest here in Minnesota Hospital looks a lot like the famous sports urinalist, Sid Hartman?
No, you mean sports journalist.
No, I didn't.
Hey, Nurse Trent, since we're in the hospital, I got a story for you.
Okay.
So a freshman tried out for the team. Coach asked, can you tackle? So the freshman ran into a telephone pole and shattered it. Coach says, well, can you run? Kid says, yeah, and he runs 100 in just over 9 seconds. Well, that's great, said the coach, all excited. But do you think he can pass the football? Young kid says, if I can swallow it, I could probably pass it.
Well, well, did Gil Whitney just get blindsided underneath the giant slide? And what about Father Sid? Isn't that a sign of the apocalypse?
Let us pray that my column is more entertaining than this bit.
All the answers next year when we return to the Minnesota State Fair for Minnesota Hospital.